Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is transformation. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
When God Begins to Change Your Desires, written and read by Emily Rose Massey. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 37, verse 4. When I am pulled into the temptation of complaining about my circumstances, I must ask myself some questions to gain perspective and do a serious heart assessment. If I am always seeking for an escape from the discomfort or trial, am I truly satisfied in Christ alone? Am I looking to material things, people, or enjoyable experiences to find peace or joy? Am I truly content with what God has already provided for me in Christ? We know as believers, we can always find answers and direction in the scriptures. Psalm 37, verse 4 tells us to delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. The Hebrew word translated delight literally means to be delicate or feminine. It carries the idea of being pliable or sensitive. In this specific context in Psalm 37, it means to be dependent upon God and to derive one's pleasure from Him. When we read this verse, we usually picture the word delight to mean to enjoy God, which in a way it does. But as I went deeper into researching the Hebrew meaning of the word, I realized the verse seems to be a command to us. God is commanding us to find our pleasure and contentment in Him alone. Here also in this verse, the Lord is telling us that He will give us the desires of our heart once we fully depend on Him and His ways. When we have a full understanding of who God is and what His ways are like, we can take genuine pleasure in Him, not because of what He can do for us, but just because of who He is. What begins to happen the more we take delight in the Lord? He begins to change our heart and change our desires to reflect His desires. Instead of thinking more about ourselves and what we want, we begin to think more highly of others and become less self-focused and selfish. Suddenly, one of our greatest desires then becomes to please God and tell others about Him, using our life to give God all the glory He deserves. Intersecting faith and life. Jesus is the one who gives us the strength and ability to remain content no matter what we are experiencing. True contentment is knowing that Jesus alone can satisfy our souls. When we search for fulfillment in things, people, or even circumstances, we will always come up short. All of these things we try to fill our lives with aren't necessarily bad things, but when they become the end goals and the reason for our being, they become idols in our life. We end up being discontented because those things were never meant to fulfill us. Jesus is the only one who can bring true fulfillment and contentment into our life. May we learn to delight in Him, and over time we will begin to see how He changes our desires to look more like Him. take some time to reflect and journal and express your gratitude to the Lord. If you are feeling discontented, ask the Lord to help you find satisfaction and peace in Him alone. Further reading, Philippians 4, verse 13, 1 Timothy 6, verses 6 through 11.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
We're hosts of the Kainos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
To learn more and subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.